WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening from Sydney High School, home of the Sydney Warriors. Tonight, the Sydney Lady Warriors. What a night we hope to have for you this evening as the Warrior girls host the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. Storm coming in with a record of 4-1 overall. They are 3-0 in MAC play. Sydney 1-2 in MAC play, and they are still looking for their second win as they sport a record of 1-6 overall. My name is Greg Davey. Happy 2013 to one and all, to those listening locally and to those also listening on the stream with WCDOsports.com. JV game just getting over, and I was talking to Joe through the phone line. The last time I remember a JV game going into overtime, and I had to go all the way back to 1991 when I wasn't even doing a game on the radio. That's a different story, and I'll hopefully get a chance to tell it because that one's funny. But this one, I got to give proper credit to. First of all, when I showed up, I'd set up early before the game started, and I left about 2 minutes into the game. JV's, real quick before we get started with the pregame. Unadilla Valley went out to something like a 24-12 lead, and I came back, and they were still up by 12. Sydney chipped away in the third and early fourth quarters and actually took a lead of their own as high as 7 or 8 points. And then Unadilla Valley came back, and with no time on the clock, one of their players was fouled for a two-shot situation with Sydney leading 39-38. And I want to give proper credit to number 15 for Unadilla Valley JV. That's freshman Hunter Lakin. Poor Hunter. The rules say that when there's no time left on the clock, you got to shoot the free throw with nobody around you. She shot the first one and missed it, much to the chagrin of her teammates, but she only needed to make one to send it into overtime, and sure enough, she took her dear sweet time like she did on the first one, but the second one swished right through, and her teammates were ecstatic. They went into overtime. Sydney, though, pulled it out 45-40 in overtime. Very, very exciting ball game in the JVs, and hopefully the varsity lives up to something that close. But right now, Unadilla Valley is definitely the favorite. We'll see where that ends up for the game coming up here, which we get started with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. And it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. With all your transportation needs, the best in cars, trucks, and crossover vehicles, they include daily rentals and an expert service department. As far as customer service satisfaction, call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Unadilla Valley was impressed with them last year when I went up to UV for a doubleheader night game. And they won they defeated Unitigo in what would be considered an upset. But Coach Brandy Backus has many of her key players back. This was promising to be a very good season for them, and they've lived up to that, losing only to Sherburne-Earlville in the finals of the Sherburne-Earlville tournament. But guess what? Monday night, they get a rematch because Sherburne-Earlville and Unadilla Valley will play in the finals of the UV Christmas tournament. Not-so-Christmas tournament, I guess now we'll call it. Those finals will be Monday night at Unadilla Valley, so possibly a turnaround for them at that time. And Coach Backus would say we had a couple girls that were sick, and so she thinks that the second time will be the charm for her. But they've got to defeat a feisty Sydney varsity team that has lost a couple of close games, and they won a game big against Walton, a game we did on WCDL. So there is, and with the athletes that Sydney has, possibly the defense could do what it needs to do to stop the high-scoring machine of Unadilla Valley. We've got about 13 minutes before tip-off time and the national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineup, so we'll take our first break here from Chambers and O'Hara and other great sponsors as we get ready to roll with live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers & O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers & O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Or in this case, the tip-off show, Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show. Watching both teams warm up, and I'm seeing a very sparse crowd behind the Sydney bench, a decent crowd behind the Unadilla Valley bench. The student section for Sydney is looking all right, and I guess what's now called the parents' section when the girls play is much more filled up. So it's a fair attendance, but I will say that as far as our streaming audio goes, we invite you to spread the word to friends and family far and near about the WCDOsports.com. And we can say, and there is a chance for you to log in as to where you're listening from. And one of our first ones to logging in from beautiful L.A., Los Angeles, California, and they are rooting for their Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. Very, very good to hear that. Thank you very much. I knew last year when Unadilla Valley defeated Unitigo, in the way that they did it, I talked to Brandy Backus for quite a while because the phone line there was so long. It took a long time to reel all that stuff in, but I talked to Brandy quite a bit after that, and she said some of these girls, they've done that traditional, you know, play in the gym all the time, play in the summertime. They play other sports during the year, but this is their main sport. It's really not so for most of the girls from Sydney. Most of the girls from Sydney play field hockey. They run track in the spring, maybe softball. Basketball is not their top sport, but there are good athletes on the Sydney team, and they're going to hope that they can put that all together tonight. But from the UV side of things, basketball is a passion of theirs, and as an example of that, they played in the Norwich. They played in several leagues this summer, but one of those was the Norwich Y, also a league that Sydney played in, and they did very well. I think it came down to the championship game. Actually, it came down to Unadilla Valley and Harpersville, a game we'll do later on, and turns out the game, they both lack players, so they wound up with some college kids playing. So it was an unofficial, but those two teams, as they are in the MAC, are the top two coming in to the year, along with Unitigo, who did win two of three games at Disney World. So congratulations to Coach Bonskowski and his team, winning two out of three for Unitigo. We'll have a Unitigo-Harpersville game coming up. We'll have Unadilla Valley-Harpersville coming up. So we'll get a chance to sneak peek for Unadilla Valley. They are led. Oh, I have so many papers here. At least I have stats to go by now. They are led in many ways by different players. And the example of that is Amanda Off, who is, they don't give heights, but she's about 6 feet tall, very thin. She's their best inside threat, obviously, averaging 16.1 points a game, shooting 61%. Not bad from the line, 14 for 23. Pretty representative in the six games. Gets there a couple of times anyway for two shots apiece. Offensive rebounds, she's got 44, and so overall 65. She's averaging over 10 points, so she's a double-double threat each and every time she takes the court. Now, she's the tall. How about the small? You got Jordan Anderson, number 23, who last year really showed what a point guard can do. She was a playmaker extraordinaire, and in defeating Unitigo, I'm trying to remember the scoring stats. She had something like 20 free throws, made about 16 of them, and she had about 26, 27 points overall. She really was the playmaker extraordinaire, and she is back this year, rare to go as always. She is second on the team with 3 three-pointers made. This is not a three-point shooting team. They only have 12 in the first six games. That's two per game. There's a towing. Okay, it's a tow and it's not mine. Good. She's averaging 14.5 points a game. She's the leader in assists with 29. That's almost five per game. She's got 30 steals. That's first on the team. That is five per game. She is shooting 24 for 37 from the foul line. That's 69%. That is representative of what she is able to do. Now, the team is shooting a very impressive 60%. I will give Coach Backus that. If you can get a girls' team to shoot 60% or higher, you're going to win most of your games because you're going to get to the line quite a bit of times. Other players on the team, one other one I did not mention, Taylor Davis. She is another returning starter. She has only played five games. She missed one game. I think she might have missed the Sherburne-Earlville game, but she's their leading scorer from the field, hitting 43%. She's also their leading three-point marksman with 6 for 23, 26%. So like I said, they're shooting 26% of the team. They're not known for their threes, but if somebody's going to hit a three, it's probably going to be Davis. She's only 4 for 6 from the free throw line, averaging 13 points plus a game, and second on the team with 29 steals. Other starters tonight will be junior Corinne Izzard. She's number 5, and she is she's scoring 3.5 points a game, has 16 steals and 10 assists and 23 total rebounds. The one I haven't mentioned yet, Morgan Weidman. She is basically, I guess the best way to say it, she's played the same role last year. She's a support player. In six games, she's only taken 12 shots. So she's 6 for 12, 50% from the field. No three-pointers, just 2 for 2 from the line, averaging 2.3 points a game. She's only got 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 steals, but she's one of those, the intangibles on the court. I remember last year she was a very effective player without putting stats in the book, if you know what I'm saying. So she will be counted on for sure. 4 minutes to go. Let's give a quick Sydney rundown. Riley Janung. They're all juniors except one who is Brianna McLennan, and I'm looking for her stats are not listed in this spreadsheet that Coach Brad Aldridge gave me. But Riley Janung averaging 4.6 a game. Bethany Carl 4.3 points a game. Taylor Crom, who did not play in the Walton game, but she is a normal starter and will start tonight, 1.2 points a game. And their leading scorer, double figures just about every game, Kelsey Decker, junior, 13.1 a game. She's also their leading free throw shooter at 58.6 per game. Not sure why Brianna McLennan's not on here. Possibly they ran out of room, or maybe I didn't print out a second page. I'm not quite sure, but I don't have a second page. So the other players, Nicole Smith, Brianna McLennan, Myasia Davis, are not listed in here, so that's probably my fault. Looking for other stats that would be of interest, Kelsey Decker leading the team with 4.6 rebounds per game. Riley Janung leading with 10 steals per game from the group that's listed here. Hannah Wood, not a great scorer, not a great shooter, but terrific on the defense. I am led to understanding that it's going to be Bethany Carl guarding Jordan Anderson as probably one of the premier matchups of the night, and Brianna McLennan will be guarding Amanda Off. So those two will probably be the biggest of the matchups to look at tonight. Will Unadilla Valley find Sydney to be a good shooting place? Not sure. We'll have to find out, but they certainly love to play this game, and we'll see if they can live up to their pre-game billing or whether Sydney can possibly pull off an upset and or follow the lead of the JVs anyway and pull off a win here at Sydney. So about 2 minutes to go before the anthem and the announcement of the starting lineups, which will not be done by yours truly tonight. Looks like Kyle Vibbard will take care of that. So we'll take a break, come back, and have the starting lineup between the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm and the Sydney Lady Warriors. It's all coming up on Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. We're almost ready. They're going to do the much shorter sportsmanship awards, or it's not awards, sportsmanship rundown. And again, the JV game won by Sydney in overtime, 45-40, which explains why we're starting so late tonight. And as we're waiting for all that to go on, Sydney girls got to play one of the two games in the Green Holiday Shootout after or over Christmas. They lost to Susquehanna Valley 59-28. Only took 6 free throws, made 3 of those. Kelsey Decker and Riley Janung, 2 of 4 players to score, but they both scored at 10 points, which put Sydney at the 1-6 record. They will play Cincinnati in the Green consolation round. That game, I'm not sure if that one's being rescheduled or not. The Sydney boys will play Fort Plain in the championship for December 19th. All right, we're going to take a break, and it is the anthem time, and we'll come back with the starting lineup. Sydney versus UV girls, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Context, first for the storm from Unity of the Valley. A junior, number 5, Corinne Izzard. A junior, number 10, Taylor Davis. A senior, number 13, Amanda Off. A senior, number 20, Morgan Weidman. And a senior, number 23, Jordan Anderson. And the head coach of the Unity of the Valley Storm is Mrs. Brandy Backus.
All right, so they gave us the
and now
starting
the
lineup
for your Lady Warriors.
We do that already. Here we go
a
for 6 Sydney.
Foot junior, number 15, Kelsey Decker. A 5 foot junior, number 1, Riley Janung. A 5'8 junior, number 11, Bethany Carl. A 5'8 junior, number 14, Taylor Crom. A 5'11 senior, number 23, Brianna McLennan. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Brad Ulrich. Thank you.
All right, and we'll use that microphone at halftime. We're going to do an interview with a young man, a senior at Sydney, who defied the odds and came back from a devastating injury in the middle of football season, Damian Zimmer. He will be our halftime guest on the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. And he's back on the Sydney Varsity. He predicted he'd be back by Christmas, and this is with a broken femur, or we'll get the actual medical report, too, from him. Amazing young man, very determined, very optimistic, and known this kid since he was little, and it'll be interesting to see what he has to say. But he's very goal-oriented when it comes to sports. We'll see what he's got to say. All right, so we got the starting lineups. Well, I didn't give you the colors. So, of course, Sydney in their home white with maroon numbers and letters. Looks like brand new uniforms since I saw them last. Unity of the Valley in bright purple with black and gold accents on the shorts and white numbers and letters. So here we go. Amanda Off easily gets the tap over Brianna McLennan, and Jordan Anderson waits for all the offense to set up. Sydney starting in a man-to-man defense. They go down low to Off. She was a little off balance and missed the shot, so Sydney defends fairly well on that. Here comes Sydney with Kelsey Decker going to play the point guard at times. She's also one of the taller players on the team and can shoot the three-pointer. Bounce pass in there for McLennan. She always has trouble catching that basketball, and that was a trip right there where that came true. A wraparound pass, meanwhile, by Corinne Izzard went out of bounds on the Unadilla Valley Storm offensive side. So it'll be Sydney's ball coming the length of the court. It looks like it's going to be a possible press defense here, yep, by the Storm. Carl dribbles through that press with a nice double team, tries to go up with it and got the ball partially blocked. And they'll say actually it was not blocked, or if it was blocked, it came right back off of Bethany. So it's turned over to the Storm looking for their first basket. Just underway here at Sydney. Got about 13 people unofficially that have logged on for streaming audio. We appreciate that. There could be more, and there probably will be more before our first half is concluded. Shot missed on the Sydney side, or on the UV side, by Corinne Izzard. So Sydney now has a chance to draw the first points of the game. Here's Decker for three. That's one of her favorite shots, and she hits it. So Kelsey Decker, their leading three-point threat, comes through early on. Nothing but net.
just right of the top of the key. So it's Jordan Anderson playing the point for UV. Sydney man-to-man defense. Driving hard is Davis. She gets sealed off there by Taylor Crom. Nice help defense now. Oh, nice pass inside to number 13, Amanda Off. It was made possible by Morgan Weidman. And it's 3-2. There's a turnover. Davis had a steal, looked like, but Carl did not let her get away easily. Possession arrow. It'll be Sydney's ball. 3-2, they lead against the Lady Storm. Like almost every other two MAC teams that are matching up, it's their only matchup of the year. MAC's the round robin now. Janung to the right wing for Decker. She's in the corner. Tries to wrap around a pass to McLennan. She's not there. Riley Janung, though, steals the ball in the UV offensive side, drives up the paint, and McLennan couldn't get a shot off, got a block. Crom had it for Sydney, now Bethany Carl, and she dribbles it back out outside the arc. Bounce pass over to Decker. Starts to drive with the left hand, got the ball knocked away from her, and it's out of bounds. And where they have me situated behind the scorer's table on a small riser, it looks like I'm going to have some trouble seeing Sydney's offensive end in the first half and UV's the second half, because Coach Brady Backus is quite tall, and she's right in my line of sight. Well, Jordan Anderson, a runner down the lane, just falls short. So UV not happy with the way Sydney's baskets are out there. Oh, there's a dive on the floor between number 10, Taylor Davis, and number 11, Bethany Carl. It goes out of bounds off of Davis, apparently. Well, Sydney will pass the ball in. Oh, Crom did not see the return pass from Carl, and it's turned over to Anderson. Unforced error, if you will, for the Storm. Here comes Anderson up the middle, guarded closely by Bethany Carl, who's done well so far in the early going. 5:15 to go, 3-2 Sydney, and there's a hold going to be called on Riley Janung as she was matched up with Corinne Izzard. There's contact between the two of them, and usually that means it's the defensive player's fault. Oh, there's a collision between Izzard and Anderson, and she's going to go right through the lane and miss the layup, but Amanda Off is there with another one of her offensive rebounds, and we've got our first lead change of the ball game. Sydney, just the Kelsey Decker three-pointer. It's 4-3 in favor of the Storm. Nice move to get away from trouble by Carl. Inside to McLennan, off the glass, good. Very good play by Bethany Carl on the offense. And this time McLennan made the clean catch and release for the basket. 5-4, Sydney on top with 4:32 to go. Only one foul called. Nice pass inside to Amanda Off from Jordan Anderson. I think we're going to see that quite a bit tonight, and we've already got three lead changes. Carl, long pass down to a wide open. Crom to McLennan for two. McLennan with 4 points. Nice assist by Taylor Crom. And the pass by Bethany Carl that started it off. There's a three-point shot missed by Davis on the left side. Again, they don't try many three-pointers. Shooting about 26%. Decker goes for three off the glass. No good. Wild shot. Into the corner for Izzard. 7-6, Sydney. With 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Both teams playing very intense man-to-man. Top of the key for Davis. Nice ball fake. Drives to the right side. Bounce pass, kind of lazy, but Amanda Off picks it up. Goes down low, looking for Weidman. Off her hands, out of bounds. Storm will put the press right back on. Carl, long pass up to Janung, who's wide open. She'll catch up to it. Lost her dribble, goes to Carl. Carl nearing the top of the circle. Decker waits a little bit. She's guarded by Anderson, gets away from Anderson, launches for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Battle for the rebound. Stalemate. It'll be a possession arrow in favor of Unadilla Valley. We'll be here tomorrow night for the Sydney-Unadilla Valley boys game, which could be a very entertaining, high-scoring affair. 7-6, Sydney by one. approaching the three-minute mark. Anderson from the left foul, the elbow, let's call it. Anderson scores her first basket. And each basket scored, except for one, has meant a lead change. We've got five lead changes in this quarter. Just under 3 minutes to go. 8-7 UV Storm, and they just forced a long pass that went out of bounds to the where they will take over possession. With Jordan Anderson crossing half court now, picked up by Carl. Davis picked up by Crom defensively. Izzard has to come out and get it after the ball was knocked off her hands. Right to Amanda Off, driving in on Decker. Good defense there. Out to Anderson for three off the back of the rim. Oh, rebound inside by Izzard, but she missed it short on the putback. Off gets a second chance, and she scores. Amanda Off is not off in shooting tonight. She is four for about five. Pass underneath for McLennan. This time it doesn't go. Great pass, though, by Kelsey Decker on the diagonal. 10-7. Now UV with their largest lead of three. Anderson, the spin move off to Weidman. Throws it back to Izzard. About a 12-footer and hits nothing. Goes out of bounds. Sydney's ball with 2:02 on the first quarter clock. Looks like our first sub of the night is Jen Elliott. Elliott is a senior for the Storm. Wears number 12. She'll take. Let's see whose place she took. Looks like Morgan Weidman's. And there's a steal. Anderson up ahead to a wide-open Taylor Davis. Doesn't even need to dribble it. Converts the layup. Davis gets in the scoring column for the first time. 12-7 in favor of Sydney. Off the double team to Crom. Janung. She didn't even look. She saw an open McLennan. By the time she threw it, it was picked off by Jed Elliott. Nice defensive anticipation there. Driving the lane is Anderson. Couldn't get it to go. The rebound off to Carl. Carl at the foul line and lost it. Got it back. Janung bounced pass to Carl. Good tough defense by the Storm. Here comes Carl down the lane. Bounce pass to the right for McLennan. Off to Janung from the right side. Off the back of the rim. And a loose ball. Anderson gets it. Pass up ahead to Davis. Just rolls off the rim. Rebound McLennan. To Kelsey Decker up the right side. Nobody guarding her right now as the Storm looks like they've gone into a 2-3 zone. So mixing it up a little bit to see what Sydney can do. Down low for McLennan off the turnaround. Nice play by Decker, dumping it low to McLennan. And she's fouled on the shot. That'll be Corinne Izzard's foul, her first and the team's first. Pretty clean game so far. Good hustle up and down the court both sides. 12-7 UV with 52 seconds to go. Shot is up for Brianna McLennan. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Brianna's one of the three players I don't have stats for. Second shot is just off and out of bounds. It will go after a little bit of pondering by the official. Calls it UV ball. Sydney had a chance to cut the lead from five, but missed two free throws. Anderson up the court, calculated over to the right side for Jen Elliott. Elliott to Davis, who cuts the lane, misses off with a rebound, but could not hit the shot. Carl, long pass, too far for Janung. Janung, all of 5 feet tall, and she raised her hand to say she was wide open, and Carl shot a pass that was way beyond the reach of Ms. Janung. So 31 seconds to go. Not quite enough to put the clock away. Elliott, the right wing. The top of the key for Davis. Davis to the right, elbow beyond, and shot off the front of the rim. Rebounded to Carl. She'll cross it over. Now a spin move. Oh, almost stolen by Anderson. Good defensive readjustment there by Anderson. Down low for Crom. Picked off by Izzard. She leads the break. Forces the pass into Anderson. Can she get it? Well, she got the shot off. It didn't go anywhere. Amanda Off rebound, scores it, and the buzzer. Trying to make up about 3 seconds worth of time in 2 seconds of talk. 14-7, so 8 unanswered points for the UV Storm as they take control. 14-7 against Sydney in a very fast-paced first quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I keep referring back to last year's Unadilla Valley versus Unitigo game and the mild upset that ensued from UV's excellent team play. One of the traits that I remember last year that I just got to see in the last 2 minutes, they can score points in a hurry with defense leading to the offense, and that's exactly what happened. Turn around as UV gets first possession of the second quarter, and they continue on with Corinne Izzard making the shot. She is the fourth UV Storm player to get into the scoring column. Janung sealed off on the baseline for Sydney. Back to Decker. Decker lost concentration for a second. That's all it took for Jordan Anderson to make the steal. Oh, but the layup goes off the rim. Decker up the court, up the left side, crosses over. Anderson diving for a steal. Passes over to Carl, and it's out of bounds. Bethany touched it last, so she'll back up, retreat for defense. Anderson comes off the court. She may be getting just a little bit chaotic out there. Diving, there's nothing wrong with diving for loose balls, but can't get hurt, you know. 16-7. 10 unanswered points by the Lady Storm. Amanda off over to Izzard. She launches from the right side off the back of the rim. Ball kept alive in there. Off, can't get the shot off. She brought the ball down. The ball is loose. Now it's Izzard with it for UV. And 3 seconds is the call against Unadilla Valley. Emily Converse, a sophomore, number 4, comes into the ball game. Now there's an Emily Converse who's a sophomore and a Bridget Converse who's a senior, which begs the question, of course, what kind of sneakers are they wearing? And number 5, Corinne Izzard with a nice steal. They pass it to Amanda Off, who misses the bank shot. The ball is loose. It's Decker's rebound for Sydney. Sydney starving for points right now. They're about 3.5 minutes from their last basket. And a near steal there by the newly inserted Emily Converse, and the sophomore had a steal, but her heels were on the sideline. Turn back over to Sydney. Sydney going with Nicole Smith in the game now, number 21, junior, as is everybody but McLennan. Decker passing to Smith, and a hold from behind. That'll be on Emily Converse, her first foul. Team's second. There's only been 3 overall called in the game. Here comes number 13, Hannah Wood, in for Riley Janung. Wood, outstanding field hockey player and trackster. Yes, they're called tracksters, runners. So she's into the ball game. She'll play some super defense as well. At the foul line, Carl puts it up off the back of that rim. It doesn't seem to be too kind for Sydney right now. Ball lost out of bounds. It will be Sydney's ball. Carl inbound for Sydney. She goes up top for Wood. Wood to the right side for Decker. She thought about 3, passes inside to Nicole Smith. Good denied defense. Leads to a turnover. Here comes Taylor Davis with a runner that misses. Nice floating shot, too. I thought that was going to go in. Foul on the floor. That one also is going to go on Emily Converse. So she's got her second foul and will come out in favor of senior Jordan Anderson. So Sydney has Hannah Wood, Nicole Smith, Bethany Carl, Taylor Cromm, and Kelsey Decker trying to work it against this press. Smith traveling with the ball. She never dribbled. She pivoted over and never dribbled the basketball. That's a travel. So UV gets it back. The Storm, Lady Storm, have Jordan Anderson, Amanda Off, Taylor Davis, who has the ball now, Corinne Izzard, and Jen Elliott. Elliott's got the ball now. She swings it in around the perimeter. They go inside to Off. She doesn't have anything there. They keep the ball moving very well, and a three-point shot thrown up by Davis. Push off on Off, who apparently pushed Kelsey Decker to the floor. Not literally. But 5:41 to go in the second quarter. 16-7 is our score. Storm continue to put on the pressure. Sydney gets the ball over this time, but an errant pass from Decker to Nicole Smith. I don't think it ever touched Nicole's hand, so it's right back over to the Storm. Be interesting to see the stat sheet, how many turnovers that the team has created from Unadilla Valley's pressure defense. Oh, Anderson sees a little gap. She takes it to the basket, but is fouled on the way there. That'll get two shots for Jordan Anderson. Foul is on Kelsey Decker of Sydney. Nobody in any kind of foul trouble that's on the court right now. Fourth foul, or second foul rather, on Sydney. Anderson at the line, misses the first one. Coming in with 69% free throw accuracy. Missing the first one, and the senior, number 23, misses the second one. But there, right there to rebound it is Izzard. Connects on her second basket of this quarter, and another created turnover. Compliments of the very tough defense that Unadilla Valley has been able to put on the floor tonight. 5:20 to go, and it's 18-7. Anderson around the screen by Elliott. Into the corner, wide open is Davis, but she's going to go to the baseline and put up a little baby jumper, and it's nothing but net. Davis with 4 points. Excellent choice of shot. They pass long to Nicole Smith. Now it's Decker spotting up, short. Ball might have been partially blocked, and the referee sees it the same way. It'll go Sydney's ball underneath the basket. So Decker will inbound it. Sydney sets up the square or the box. McLennan comes in and Cromm comes out for Sydney. Likewise, Hannah Lazarus, a second pair of sisters, are on the Unadilla Valley roster. And that's Hannah Lazarus. So the inbounds up top to Hannah Wood. Wood approaching the 2-3 zone defense. Carl on the right wing, forcing a pass down low. McLennan wound up with the loose ball and put it off the glass for two. Nice work for Brianna McLennan. And that finally starts Sydney's offense in the second quarter at the 4:40 mark. Shot by Davis from the right side about 18 feet out. Missed. Good rebound by Smith. Hannah Wood up the court, this time without the press. Carl open for a 14-footer, and it's good. Bethany Carl gets into the scoring column, and quickly Brandy Backus or Brad Aldridge, somebody asked for time. And it's a shorty, 4:22 left in the first half, 20-11 in favor of Unadilla Valley, who called the timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're streaming live at WCDOsports.com. Glad to have about a dozen or two listening via the internet tonight. Thank you very much. 4:12 to go. Unadilla Valley putting on the offensive steam. And this time a shot by Taylor Davis goes around the rim and is no good. And it looks like Kelsey Decker got a very aggressive rebound, pulling her arm away, and somebody went flying. I actually was looking up at the score clock when that happened. I saw a player go down to the floor. So Decker called for her second foul. They pass inside, Anderson to Lazarus, right back out to Anderson. They go to off, nice tip by Carl, but UV keeps possession. Anderson for three, it's off the front of the rim, chased into the corner by Hannah Wood. And she'll give it to Kelsey Decker over half court. Trailing 20-11, Sydney needing some offense. They're starting to slow UV down just a little bit, into the corner for Carl, right back to Decker. She had it, lost it, got it back, gives to Hannah Wood. Woods double team, back out. Decker's open, top of the key for three. It's off the back of the rim. She followed her own shot, but this time it came right out to Hannah Wood. There's a shot by Carl from the right side. Air ball. Anderson blocks out Decker. Bumps her a little bit. No call. A give and go. Anderson, I don't know how she came back to get it, but she did. She had no right to. She moved one way, the pass with the other. She still got the ball. Hook shot by Off that misses. Kept alive by Heather Lazarus. Good hustle on the offensive end for the Storm, and they will reset the offense. 3 minutes to play, 20-11, UV on top of Sydney. Amanda Off, shot blocked partially, and McLennan is called for the foul, but the look on her face was really. Amanda Off with some really nice moves on the basket. Plays with her back to the basket, able to pivot around. And she'll get two at the line. Foul on McLennan is her first. Team with four fouls. Morgan Weidman back in the game, replacing Hannah Lazarus. And by the way, Hannah Lazarus, only a freshman. Shot misses. The first one made, by the way. Second one misses. Neither team shooting a lot of free throws. There is Hannah Wood down low for McLennan. Too hard off the backboard. Boy, that was an easy two that went awry. 10-point lead for the Storm as Carl continues to challenge Jordan Anderson offensively, doing a nice job in that regard, making it work for everything. Weidman backing in on McLennan. Passes out to Elliott. Nice bounce pass to Off from the foul line around the rim a couple of times and through. Amanda Off with her first basket of the second quarter, but a really, really nice offensive series there for Unadilla Valley. Unselfish passing. Gotta love it. 23-11, Sydney trailing, but they have the ball with 2:23 to go. Back and forth it goes. Decker down to Hannah Wood. Wood with a bounce pass for Smith, and it went out of bounds. Substitution. Michaela Finkbeiner comes into the ballgame for the first time for Sydney, replacing Nicole Smith. And we've got 2:15 to go. We'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime show coming up. A very quick game after the delay of start based on the overtime Sydney win over Unadilla Valley, 45-40. Anderson, a little acrobatics in the lane there, missed the shot, and then tried to get the offensive rebound, and that was a little too physical for the officials' liking. It'll be her first foul. And now a full timeout has been requested. 2:02 to play in this first half. 23-11. Unadilla Valley Storm leads the Sydney Lady Warriors. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back to Sydney High School. First of two games this weekend, Sydney and Unadilla Valley. Tonight the girls, tomorrow the boys at about the same start time. 7 o'clock, hopefully, on air with Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Tonight, the overtime changed things drastically. So Sydney trying to get the ball over half court in 10 seconds. Hannah Wood down low to a wide-open Michaela Finkbeiner, and they break the press very impressively for the first time tonight. Jordan Anderson brings the ball up court. Crossover dribble guarded by Carl. Whoa, a traveling violation on Taylor Davis, who had a pass in mind, but the player that she wanted to pass it to wasn't looking at the right time. So a little smile on Taylor Davis's face. 10-point lead, though, still for the Storm with a minute 37 to go. Pass into the corner for Finkbeiter. Wide open. Oh, McLennan's shot is partially blocked by Jordan Anderson, and I guess turnaround is, I don't know if it's fair play, but same thing happened to McLennan that happened by McLennan earlier on. She had a what looked like a shot block call for a foul. This time she had a shot get blocked that was called for a foul. So she's at the line for two more times, and as the only player for Sydney to be at the line, she's 0 for 3 thus far. Foul shots are not coming very frequently for either team. This one was the closest, but it still spun out. So 0 for 4 for Brianna McLennan. She still leads the Sydney scoring with 6 of the team's 13 points. A minute 22 to go in the first half. 23-13 in favor of UV. Falling down as Izzard gets the ball still off to Amanda off. And there's the scramble for the ball on the floor. Possession arrow will ensue, of course. And the 50-50 flip goes to Sydney. And on the floor for them right now, McLennan, Carl, Wood, Decker, and Finkbeiner. Carl, deep pass into the corner for Finkbeiner. Right back to Carl. Carl fakes, goes cross-court pass to Decker, driving the baseline, tries to shoot it across for Finkbeiner. Can she save it? She did. Nice job to Carl. Gets inside the defense, shot up off the back of the rim. Nice rebound by Decker. Good hustle by Kelsey Decker. The junior will go to the foul line, drawing the foul on Corinne Izzard. It's called for her second foul. Still trailing by 10. Sydney sends Kelsey Decker to the line. First shot is up and good. UV is 1 for 4 from the line. Sydney 1 for 5. Second shot for Decker is good. She didn't hit the rim on either one. She's got 5 points. And the lead now cut to 8 points, 23-15. Up the floor now comes Jen Elliott. To the right side for Davis. Davis, swoop, lost her feet again, or lost her pivot foot, I should say. And the ball turned over to Sydney. So will the Lady Warriors be able to capitalize? Let's see. Jordan Anderson not in the game at this time. Wood over to Decker for three. Nothing but net. Kelsey Decker, her second three of the game. She's got a team-high 8 points. It's suddenly a 5-point spread, 23-18 with 21 seconds to go. Sydney putting on a charge in the late seconds. Nice move by Davis off the glass. Couldn't get it to go, though. Rebound, Carl. She could have a fast break here going up against Jen Elliott. She goes up off the glass, just off the rim, but two shots coming for junior Bethany Carl, who has concentrated so much on defense in the first half. Jen Elliott gets her first foul. That's the 8th team foul on Unadilla Valley, and at the line is Bethany Carl, who's got 2 points so far in the game. Hard off the left side, missed it. With 9.1 seconds to go, Coach Backus puts in, Hannah Lazarus returns. Melinda Dixon is in the game, number 22. 24 is Bridget Converse, Emily's sister. And I think I got them all. Shot is no good. That was a one-and-one situation. Or did she? No, she missed them both. Yep. All right, stop and pop for Jen Elliott at the buzzer. No heroics this time. 23-18, though. Sydney puts on a late charge and makes it a game. 23-18 as we start our halftime. We'll have Mr. Damian Zimmer, I believe, join me for the halftime chat, talk about his injuries, coming back from injuries in the football season and where the Sydney boys basketball team stands. And we'll give her a quick recap of what's going on with the girls here as Unadilla Valley, after five lead changes early in the game, have taken control, but they lead by only five now, 23-18. Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Rabideau have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Rabideau people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Rabideau, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amsterdam is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, we're welcome back. Our Rabideau Energy Products halftime report and the score. Unadilla Valley girls leading the Sydney Lady Warriors by the score of 23-18. And, of course, our halftime show on WCDO brought to you by the energy leaders at Rabideau Energy Products in all over the Tri-Counties, actually, serving you and your friends with energy solutions for with outstanding customer service in their 85th year of service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Quick recap of the first half shows that Sydney got out to a lead with a Kelsey Decker three-pointer, and then from then on, UV came back, hit two shots for the two-point range, and in five consecutive shots, there were five lead changes in the ballgame. Then UV took over in the last 2 minutes, thanks to baskets by Amanda Off, and took a 14-7 lead. They extended that lead to 23-13, and then Sydney came back and scored the last five, all by Kelsey Decker with two free throws and a three-pointer to make the score 23-18, and we have ourselves a game. So there's a little over There's a little over a dozen people tuning in on the internet. Although tuning in, logging on, I'm not sure. I'm an old radio guy. Tuning in doesn't make sense anymore. But logging on from as far away as Los Angeles, California tonight. So that's a super thing. We appreciate that very much. You may or may not know this young man, but you're going to get to know him right now. He wanted to wear a headset, but I refused because too many people would put it on YouTube. Damian Zimmer, senior at Sydney. And first of all, let's give a brief overview. Coming in with a terrific football team and a big game against Shenango Force on that terrific field at Sydney, you came up with a very timely interception and started to run the ball back, crossing about midfield. And looks, as I remember, you made a cut that you thought you saw a little daylight, and then a Forks guy came and kind of cut your legs out, and you literally flipped over. And at that point, you must have known something was not right. Wait. Let me turn you up. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So yeah. At that point, what was going on?
I ended up flipping over, and I actually tried getting up. I didn't look at my leg, because I usually don't look at my leg when I get up. And next thing I saw is I didn't know it was my femur at the time, okay. But it was just sticking out, and my knee was just laying to the side. And at that point, I just went into shock and could not, like...
Is that what you remember, probably?
Yeah, well, I remember the whole thing.
Okay.
But I just remember just thinking to myself, like, everything's done, like, all my sports, like, everything I've worked up to since I was, like, in fifth grade just is right. Done, all because of that one.
And one of those goals, and as you told me last spring, make your reservations, you told me, for Glens Falls, because you're going
absolutely.
To the state championship. Now, the last time that was predicted was 1998, and a big guy named Jason Dorsey told me the same thing in a live radio thing I was doing. He says, book your tickets for Glens Falls, and they won the states that year. So I'm starting to think, well, maybe if it doesn't happen that much, it could be a cool thing. But you also made a promise to me. You said, I will be back by Christmas.
Yes.
And I didn't say this to you at the time, but I thought, what, are you crazy? Because that's a pretty bad break. But you found a way to work through it in the rehab and everything, and you got eligible just before Christmas and played in Cooperstown. What was that like?
Well, knowing that I had one more practice to be eligible for that game.
Right.
I figured, all right, I got to ask Brzee, can I have a practice with you
yep.
So I can play?
Right, get that eight practice in.
I was happy I was eligible, but knowing that I'm going to miss a game over one practice
right.
was just... it was
agonizing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So after I got that practice, and I was like, okay. Like, I didn't expect to play much, which
right.
is normal.
Because, wait, let's go back. They postponed the day... that first game, so you got that last practice since you could play the next day, right? Isn't that the way it worked?
The Friday game got canceled.
Right.
And then the Thursday game...
No. Thursday got canceled. The first round was Friday. You got to play because you got to practice on Thursday. Friday
yeah,
you played.
Yeah. You are correct. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, as I was walking, I didn't expect Brzee to, like, take me on the bench the first time.
Right.
And... he's like, all right, Zim, you're going in. You're guiding their best shooter.
Okay.
So already that's like, okay, he believes in me.
Yeah.
Like, he knows.
Right.
Like, I can still do what I do. So as I'm walking up and I see Vib, he's scoring guy. I go. He shakes my hand. It was just like, I would say a Hallmark moment. Just because
okay.
there's actually a time
all right.
during my rehab where... I just
had doubts.
Yeah,
okay.
Everything.
All right.
And I went to Vib. I just felt like I'm breaking down.
Okay.
And
he was there to.
He was there, and
see
just
you through.
Since then I was positive. So
right.
I don't know. So as I'm finally going in.
Yep.
I get like.
Let's wrap this up because they're getting ready.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Start.
I get a standing ovation. I'm a little nervous
right.
at first.
Okay.
But then right away, like I get a breakaway layup, and then it was just the same.
Okay.
Like, nothing was lost.
So you're back, and you won that game. You'll play Fort Plain in 2 weeks, but tomorrow we'll have you on the air tomorrow on the playing side from UV versus Sydney boys game. So good luck, and congratulations on getting back. I obviously didn't think it was possible, but
thank you.
All positive things to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damian Zimmer. Appreciate it. All right. That's Damian Zimmer, and a really nice job giving tribute to his baseball coach, Kyle Vibbert, for some supportive words and all of that, so he's back. And looks like the girls are back on the court. So we won't take our second break, but thanks to Morabito Energy Products,
for the halftime report as usual. Damon stretched it out just a little bit. I was a little nervous watching the clock on that. But we're good, and Unadilla Valley now will start the ball with a second half and a five-point lead. And we'll let Joe take his break back at the station. I'll carry it from here for a while. 23-18 is our score. UV doing to my left now. And a nice motion play that ends in a beautiful layup by Corinne Izzard. Unadilla Valley very, very patient. I can't say the same thing about Sydney. They seem to not panic, but just kind of nervous, fidgety, trying to get their shots off. I take that back. A nice play by Bethany Carl, who faked the shot, and then a diagonal pass to Brianna McLennan, who missed the shot, unfortunately, for her. But a nice play. But the thing with Unadilla Valley is they're not always in a rush to score. If they've got a fast break, they're obviously going to take it, and they made a few baskets that way tonight. But they're patient on the offense. A few years ago, Unitigo and Harpersville played a game in Harpersville that was exactly the same way. They ran their offense. They trusted the plays. They trusted the coaching. And they trusted their ability. And it was just a beautiful thing to watch. This Storm team is impressive to watch. Meanwhile, there's a nice play by Riley Janung of Sydney tying up Taylor Davis, causing a possession arrow. But unfortunately for her, the 50-50 goes to UV. I still say bring back the jump ball, please. It's so much more representative of basketball. All right, driving into the baseline, and a sweet shot this time by Taylor Davis, who scored one basket in each of the first three quarters so far. 27-18. Pass in low to McLennan, and again having trouble hanging on to it, but Janung winds up with it and puts up a three-point shot. Amanda Off, who's a foot taller, made the easy block. Janung got it back, though. She's not going to be taken advantage of too much. She is very relentless in her pursuit of the basketball, as she showed on both defense and offense there. But Storm lead by 9 now. Nice give and go, but Anderson's going to take it to the hole herself. Missed it. Amanda Off bumps her own teammate away as the offensive rebound. Now a shot to the right side for Corinne Izzard, and Izzard has 8 points. So again, scoring in streaks. Carl will miss the pass back from Janung, and that's more of what I was saying about Sydney more into the panic mode. And so Coach Brad Aldrich is going to ask for a timeout. We'll stay right here for that. 6:30 to go in the ballgame, and a minute 15 on the timeout clock. 29-18, so the game of streaks continues. Our next top couple of games will involve Sydney as well. Tomorrow night, Unadilla Valley comes here for the boys, as we talked about with Damian Zimmer. My thanks to him, by the way, for offering that recount of his rehab and his comeback from a broken femur. Just what you would have thought, there's no way this kid's going to be back on the basketball court, but he made it back and is playing. And so that game will start at Chambers and O'Hare about 7 o'clock with a 7:15 or a 7:15 start time. It's all relative to the JV game, of course. And on Tuesday night, a big night, Coaches versus Cancer at Afton. It's a quadruple header for JV and varsity girls and boys, Sydney versus Afton. My game is going to be the Sydney-Afton girls game at 6 o'clock. There's a lot of Coaches versus Cancer fundraising going on. Both schools are into the promotion. I'll be hosting a half-court shot contest after the girls game and after I sign off, so that'll be fun. So those will be the next two games coming up on WCDL. 29-18 coming away from the timeout. The Storm leading by 11 now, their largest lead of the game, and back to it on offense. Davis this time, boom, misses the shot. Carl with a rebound, looking up court. There's nobody there for a long pass. Give and go, Janung to Carl. Back over to Janung, picked off by Anderson. She's on the Jets, coming down the right side. Too hard on the shot, put back up by Off. It missed. Decker and Off have both had the ball over their heads, and no possession arrow this time. They let them play through that. But now there's a foul. And it looks like Taylor Crum of Sydney. Very strange in a game of this aggression. Not many free throw shot. And there's a two-point shot put up and in by Corinne Izzard, who's got the hot hand. with three of her team's four baskets in this quarter, still shutting out the Lady Warriors. Carl gets to Jadung around the double team that was not there, and McLennan again off her hand, coming down the court. Anderson, now they're trying a little bit too quickly to get the ball into the paint, and Sydney will get the ball back. So it's Carl, Crom, Decker, Jadung, and McLennan. Decker has the ball to the high post for McLennan. Right back to Crom. Looks over to Decker. Decker bounce pass to McLennan. Oh, nice pass into Crom. She's on the floor, though, so she can't bring it back up. And there are three Unadilla Valley Storms surrounding her. And yet again, possession arrow, and it will be Sydney's. I made a little rant before about bringing back the jump ball. That was a perfect example of doing that. The referee would have to choose one of those three players to jump it up. There's Decker from the baseline, way too far. And a rebound that went off the hands of one of the Lady Storm. 5:10 to play in the third quarter, 31-18. Sydney, who trailed by 10 earlier, ran it to 5 by halftime, but can't get any closer. Jadung misses from the left baseline. Anderson, Weidman off, Izzard and Davis, the starting five in the game and in the second half for Unadilla Valley. They've got the ball on the left side. Anderson, oh, a ball fake on Carl. This time goes up on the left side with the right hand for two, and that's only 4 points for Anderson, because Bethany Carl has done a terrific job in that regard. Carl trying to get through the double team. Coach called the timeout just in time. 4:42 to play in the third quarter, 33-18, largest lead of the game for Unadilla Valley Storm. Live Tri-Town High School basketball continues on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
All right, well, Sydney tried once to inbound it after that short, very short timeout. Kelsey Decker threw the ball across half court. Jordan Anderson was called for a foul, trying to intercept it. Decker with a double team gets pushed down, and a push will be called on Morgan Weidman. Only her first foul. Coach Back is contending it was a double team, and she lost her balance. Either way, Sydney has the ball, inbounding it, trailing by 15. Bad pass by Jadung, picked off by Anderson, right ahead to Davis, down the middle of the lane. But a double dribble will be called. I think, actually, while I was partially blocked from that, I think that was a good call. So Jadung comes down, very upset with herself. She'll be replaced by Hannah Wood in the Sydney lineup. Wood over to Carl. Carl over half court. Diagonal pass to Crom off the glass. Too hard. Rebound Weidman. There's one of those plays I talked about, Morgan Weidman. She doesn't have terrific stats, but boy, she gets in the right place. Now it's Anderson in transition. Misses the elbow jumper. Battle for the ball. A hold will be called, not a possession arrow. And that'll be a foul on Corinne Izzard, who picks up her third. She's the first player of either team to pick up her third foul. 4:10 to play third quarter. Sydney still looking for their first points of the second half. Hannah Wood over half court, double team, gets a quick pass off to Decker for three. That's her spot, but it's too hard on the shot, and then off with a rebound. Up ahead to Weidman. Oop, Weidman lost her dribble. Bounce pass to Anderson, who has to hustle up after half court to get that. 3:48 left in the third. Izzard guarded by Hannah Wood. Sydney's pretty much stayed in the man-to-man all the way. Taylor Davis shot off the rim, front and back, then missed. Wood looking up the right side, double teamed, and still, oh, bullet pass to Decker. Nice play. Bounce pass out to McLennan. They move it around, stolen by Izzard. Izzard, long pass up ahead to Davis, in flight, and Hannah Wood, I believe, with a foul, basically preventing the layup more than anything. So that'll be the first foul on Hannah. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Now the whistles are blowing a little bit more common. Izzard comes out of the ballgame. Check to see who went in. Weidman got the inbounds pass, and now the ball's on the ground again. And that's Jen Elliott. Looks like she's the pretty much the first sub coming in each time. Now the referees confer. Clock stop with 3:18, and not a loud crowd tonight either. Elliott to inbound. No one to throw to, so the long pass out to Jordan Anderson. High post to Amanda Off. Puts the ball on the floor. Lost it. There were three girls from Sydney who got a hand on it, and but nobody could control it. It went out of bounds. 22 on the shot clock. Inbounds to Anderson. She waits, looks for the offense. To the left side, it goes to Elliott. Back out to Anderson. Calls out the play. Back to Elliott. Wide open three-point shot, and it's good. First three-pointer for Unadilla Valley. First points of the night for Jen Elliott. 2:55 to go. There's another steal. This time it's Davis. Davis double-teamed, and again from behind, a foul by Hannah Wood, preventing a layup more than anything else. So that's her second right away. The guard play for Sydney, they're not getting that smart pass inside, but that's a credit to Unadilla Valley's double-team defense. Elliott to a wide-open Anderson left baseline. Off the back of the rim, battle for the ball, it's McLennan. Off to Kelsey Decker, beats the double-team to Hannah Wood. Wood, contact right away with Elliott. Now it's to Crom, back out in the corner for Decker. Decker driving in, goes off the glass, and a traveling violation, and she thinks she got fouled. And I'm not sure which way that did go, but traveling is the call. So 2.5 to play in the third, 35-18. It's total shutout basketball right now by Unadilla Valley, who are showing why they are undefeated in the MAC at 3-0. There's a push away from the ball, and that's going to be called on Morgan Weidman. And trust me, I don't have a clue on that one because it was right in my line of sight with Coach Backus right in my way, so I have no idea how that came to be. But an illegal screen is a push, and the ball does go back to Sydney. 35-18, the largest lead right now for Unadilla Valley is 17. Hannah Wood back to Bethany Carl and a nice give and go. Now in the corner they go to McLennan. She's too far into the basket. It was a nice offensive play though by Sydney that time. Possession arrow flips over to UV. Sydney going to the basket on my right, which is considered their home basket. They have not gotten it in the basket in a while. Oh, they're going to flip it back to Sydney. So the word flip was apropos. 2:08 left. Sydney trailed by just 5 at the half, 23-18. Since then, 12 straight points. Hannah Wood mixes it in, goes to McLennan. Still can't hang on to that basketball. Goes out of bounds. Nice play by Hannah Wood to get the ball into McLennan. All she had to do is catch it, turn around, and off the glass. She's done that a couple of times tonight, but just not enough. Anderson to Taylor Davis around the screen by Off. She goes under the basket for the reverse layup. Nice play. Taylor Davis with 8 points. Good balanced scoring by the Storm, and a push off the steal by Weidman that time, pushed by Bethany Carl. That's a foul on Carl. And for all the work she's had to do tonight on defense, that's only her first foul. So Another timeout. This will be Brad Aldrich's timeout. A full timeout at that. 1:43 to go in the third quarter. Things have slowed down quite a bit. 37-18 in favor of the Storm. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sidney Center.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sidney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sidney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Back live at Sidney High School. We'll be here tomorrow night as well. 37-18 the score. Unadilla Valley scoring all 14 of the points scored in the third quarter. Sidney missing some short shots, but really, it's been the UV Storm defense. Elliott, cross-court pass off the overcommit by the defense of Sidney, and she hits a three from the left side. Well, points have been hard to come by, not for UV as a team, but for Jordan Anderson as an individual, averaging 14.5 a game. She's halfway there now with seven. Amanda Off had the high hand early, 12 points in the first half. Since then, it's been Izzard and Davis doing a lot of the damage. There's Izzard, though, with a shot that misses everything. Carl rebounds for Sidney up the left side. She comes. Carr crossing over to the right side, surrounded by three players of UV. Sidney trying to get open. Somebody's got to be open with this over the double-team, triple-team. Well, Jen Elliott fouls Riley Janung, who is back in the ballgame. And that'll be the fifth team foul. Second foul on Elliott. And Anderson comes out for a breather with 47.6 seconds to go. Carl, bounce pass inside. Turnaround by Crom. Can't hit it. Ball stays alive. Wood tries to put it up, and she's... Well, she didn't get the shot off. The shot was blocked. Bottom line, possession arrow yet again. So we know because of last time the flip-flop goes back to the flop. And it'll be Lady Storm's ball. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. And a travel on the far side. Again, blocked out for the most part. I believe it was a baseline drive by UV. I'm going to have to say, Coach Backus, you've been part of the play-by-play just by standing where you're standing. All right, foul. A steal by Morgan Weidman that didn't quite come to fruition because Sidney contested it, and Weidman got called for the foul, and that's her third. So she sits down, replaced by the freshman, Hannah Lazarus. Here comes Sidney with 26 seconds to go. Carl, cross-court pass picked off by Emily Converse. Nice play by the sophomore. Up the floor she comes. Lost the pass to Davis. Davis drives baseline. Puts up a shorty. No good. Amanda Off rebounds. And another possession arrow. So the first quarter and second quarters were done fast. This third quarter's taken probably as much time as the first two quarters combined. But we'll get her done. Wood, wide open is Janung. A layup is... Not, had it gone, it would not have counted because she traveled. Riley did not dribble the basketball. 6-3 the score. 6.3 seconds to go. My terrible bad on that. Converse, unguarded, but gives it to Davis, who launches long distance. That'll fall out with nothing to score on. 40-18, though, a shutout quarter put up by the UV defense. Nicely done by the purple and gold, so we'll be back for that fourth quarter. 40-18 the score. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Buzzer sounds for the girls to come back on the floor. Very complacent crowd tonight. Not a lot of cheering. So if you're in Los Angeles and wishing you were here, trust me, we got you covered. All right, down low. UV goes to the attack. The first play of the second, of the fourth quarter, rather. Missed by Amanda Off, but put back up and in by Corinne Izzard, who now matches Off with 12 points. Wood passes to Janung. Oh, there's contact all over the place. Diving on the floor is Janung, and she lost the ball out of bounds. The amount of control between the two teams is very apparent. UV seems to be much more under control with their passing, their catching, their spotting up for shots. There's Amanda Off with a shot from the right side. No good. But it was a well-placed shot. Decker trying to go through a double team. There was off the somebody's foot. There's Bethany Carl stealing the ball back. Lazy pass by the UV Storm. Up ahead to Decker. Kelsey Decker finally gets Sydney into the boards, into the scoreboard for the second half at 20. It's been a long time coming for points, but a nice play by Bethany Carl making the transition and the finish by Kelsey Decker. Balanced scoring for UV, Corinne Izzard and Amanda Off both with 12. 8 points for Taylor Davis and 7 for Jordan Anderson. There's a runner off the bank shot. Nice job, Izzard, now with 14 points. Janung passing back to Decker. Again, not where that should have been. Returned by Amanda Off, who gets the steal and the finish. So she's got 14. She and Izzard leading with 14 apiece. Decker leads Sydney with 10. Decker's wide open the top of the key. She lets it fly. Just falls short, but she's pushed on the shot, so that's going to be a three-shot foul. Foul will be called on Taylor Davis. I have her down for just one, so she's not in any kind of danger. 6:26 to go in the ball game. Kelsey Decker to shoot 3 free throws. First shot is up and good. There have not been many, I will repeat it, not many free throw shot tonight. Decker 3 for 3. The rest of the team 0 for 4. Second shot. This one spins out. Anderson checks back in for Unadilla Valley for Corinne Izzard, who sits down with, or Taylor Davis, rather, who sits down with 8 points, half of her season average. And the last of the three shots is good. So, Kelsey Decker with 12 points, 46-22. Hannah Wood now guarding Jordan Anderson. Wood is actually guarding the ball handler. Elliott gets away, and a foul will be called, touch foul, on Riley Janung of Sydney, her second foul. And for Sydney, that's the 6th team foul. Next one will be a 1-1. Converse, guarded by Wood, dribbles all the way to the right side. put up and just missed by Elliott. The rebound basket for Amanda Off, who's back up there with 16 points. Under 6 minutes to play. Decker to the right side for Janung. Back to Decker. Decker for threes. Off, just off the mark. Janung with a rebound. Goes up and under. Missed that shot. Nice try, though, by Janung. She hustled for that shot. Anderson chased by Janung, but again eludes the defense and, oh, just misses the layup on the left side with the right hand. The last time she did that, she made it. Janung, wrap pass inside for Kram. She and Amanda Off are tied up. That possession arrow showing, I believe, Sydney's way with 5:29 to play. 48-29, UV on top. Very comfortably at this point. They only led by 5 at the half. Decker turnaround, quickly shoots it, and is fouled by Jen Elliott, who's picked up her third foul. So back to the line it goes for Kelsey Decker. 4 for 5 so far. Shot is up and good. And substitution, Morgan Weidman returns for UV, replacing Jen Elliott. 5:27 to go. Second and final shot. Just like the first one, it's good. 14 points. But the rest of the team has just 10 for Sydney. So Anderson comes up, gets around Wood. Pass blocked away by Carl. Wood comes up with a steal. Now it's kicked back somehow to Carl, guarded by Weidman. Cooler heads prevail, and Carl with a high arcing pass to Decker. The ball fake goes in, and oh, just rolls off the rim. Had it gone in, I believe it would have counted. Foul on the shot by Corinne Izzard. That's 4 on her. Back to the line comes Kelsey Decker. This one a little sloppier, but it goes through nonetheless. Clock stop with 54. 5:04 to play. Amanda Off comes on. That was too easy. Amanda Off comes off the floor. Second shot is good. Now give Kelsey Decker credit. She's getting to the line and she's converting from the line. 48-26. That may be all for Amanda Off, and if so, I got her down for 16 points on 8 field goals. Chance for the MBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award. Well, a good look by Emily Converse trying to draw the defense and then dump a pass down to Morgan Weidman, but that one went a little too far. 4:48 left in the ball game. Sydney trailing by 22 points. Having been held scoreless all through the third quarter, and it's been all Kelsey Decker in the fourth quarter. So Jordan Anderson, who's got 7 points, comes up to the middle of the floor, starts the offense. Nice stop and pop by Emily Converse, showing some signs of somebody coming off the bench and sparking it. Long pass to Decker from Carl. The turnaround is, I thought it might have been partially blocked, but it was a forced shot, no doubt about it. Turn back over to Unadilla Valley, 50-26. So the Storm will go up to 4-0 on the season. Sydney will drop to 1-3. We'll give you the standings here when we catch a break. Dragging the foot by Corinne Izzard. She's going to turn the ball over. And isn't it always the way? You look for one piece of paper for your stats and you can't find that one piece of paper. Oh, I just found it. Okay. Riley Janung off the double team passes to Carl. Little 12-footer, missed it. Rebound, it was Crom and Decker getting it together. They converged, the ball got free. UV comes up and Janung out of nowhere picks it off. And a nice lead pass to Decker. She's got to just lay it in, and she does. 18 points for Kelsey Decker. Timeout asked for by Brad Aldrich. Looks like Coach Aldrich doesn't have a whole bench to empty, but he'll put some players in right now. With 3:38 to go, and it's a short timeout. Looks like Nicole Smith and Michaela Finkbinder are going to come into the ball game, and possibly Brianna McLennan will return. So those standings for the Mid-State Athletic Conference girls right now, Harpersville four-time defending champ, along with Unita de la Valle and Unitigo, all atop at 3-0. UV should go to 4-0 tonight. Afton, Green, and Hancock are all 2-1. BG, Oxford, and Sydney, and Delhi all 1-2. And then Deposit and Walton are 0-3 on the season so far. Pretty simple standings right now because only three league games in the books. All teams have played three league games. UV gets the ball back after the timeout. Little mix up there, and Anderson passes to the right side for Emily Converse. Converse, nice job to get away from the defense. Her shot this time misses. Rebound by Finkbeiner. 3:16 to play in the ball game. 50-28. Bullet pass from Wood down to Finkbeiner. Zips right through her hands. And looks like the subs are going to continue for Coach Brandy Backus's team. Number 11, Olivia Lazarus, comes in the game. Olivia, a junior, and the older sister of Hannah Lazarus. Anderson still in the ball game for some ball control. Traveling is the call. Or no, first I saw a traveling call by the official, then that turned into a foul, so it's now a 1-1. Looks like Riley Janung gets her fourth foul. 1-1 situation for Emily Converse, and she converts it. Second shot, not as pretty, but it goes in. She's got 4 points. So here comes Hannah Wood driving it all the way. She was bound and determined to get that shot off. Missed it, though, but she did everything else right. Nicole Smith got fouled on the putback, and she comes to the line to shoot two. Foul would be called on Bridget Converse, who just came into the ballgame. Two shots for Nicole Smith. She has not shot any from the line yet, but makes the first one. Second shot is good. 2 for 2. Well, Sydney's made more free throws than field goals in the second half and actually the fourth quarter. They were shut out in the third quarter. 52-30. Anderson had a pass that was kicked by Hannah Wood. Back to the UV Storm. Top of the key for Emily Converse. 2-3 zone defense by Sydney right now. No more man-to-man. Inside Weidman, shot blocked by Finkbeiner. It's out of bounds. Sydney ball with 2:33 to go. So let's see. Smith, Wood, Janung, Finkbeiner, and McLennan in the game. Wood goes to the top of the key for McLennan, who caught this one. Passes to Janung into Smith. Smith got the shot blocked away from her. Oh, Anderson with a recovery, but Finkbeiner seemed to regret the move that she made on Anderson. I mean, it wasn't blatant or flagrant or anything. It's just poor contact, poor timing. So Anderson comes to the line, but Jordan Anderson is an intense competitor, to say the least. So she's at the line now to shoot 1-1. And it's good. First one, giving her 8 points. And the second shot is no good. So it'll stay at 8 points. Nearly a steal, or nearly a save by Melinda Dixon, who's in the ball game. Number 22. She's a junior. So everybody's playing for both teams that are eligible to play, and healthy, I should say, to play. Hannah Wood, indecision coming over half court, gives it up on the turnover to 12 to go. So we're playing about 3 seconds, and the whistle blows, and we'll play another 3 seconds, and the whistle blows. This is what you call end of the game time. Cross-court pass. And move it around. Elliott to Converse. Pass to the other side for Olivia Lazarus. Converse moves in on Nicole Smith. Now to the top into the paint, I should say. And there's number 11 trying to put the ball up, but it's called for the travel down to 149. At the end of the game, we'll have the recap of scoring, and we'll have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And there's a foul, a hold called on Converse. That'll bring Hannah Wood to the line. She also has not shot. And it's up for Wood and is good. But she gets two shots automatically because it's the 10th foul on the Storm. They're 53-31. Second shot is no good, and the rebound to Bridget Converse, and the senior gives it off to Emily Converse. Keep moving the ball around down low. Nice bounce pass back. Converse's shot is missed. And the referee changes his decision and gets it correct. 53-31. So Sydney's actually kept pace in this fourth quarter. And let's see. They just keep moving it around. Olivia Lazarus into the corner for Jen Elliott. Cross court to Converse. Emily Converse, who is open. Her shot is good. Emily Converse with her second field goal, 6 points overall. So this one was close at halftime, 23-18, and that's the last time it got that close. We had five lead changes on five shots in the first half, though. Boy, was that exciting. About 2 minutes worth of thrills and chills as it just kept going back and forth. Sydney staying with UV at that time. Walking it up is Emily Converse with 49 seconds to go. Elliott to Bridget Converse, who misses the shot at the foul line. She'll get a second chance and makes the most of it. Well, that's another player that scored now for Unadilla Valley. And on the floor is Converse and Wood, and it's much more than a scrum, but they're both smiling at least. 26.7 seconds to go. Oh, up the floor they come with 25 seconds to go. Looking down low, Dixon passes back. 13 seconds to go. Emily Converse goes to her sister Bridget. Bridget to the corner for Elliott. 6 seconds to go. Back to Emily Converse. Now it's Elliott going to hoist it up for three. Missed it, and that'll do it. 57-31. Strong second half for the Unadilla Valley Storm to put the game away early. 57-31 is the finals. We'll wrap it all up. I've got most of the numbers in the books as it is. We will come back and give you the scoring totals and the awards as our postgame show on WCDO continues. Stick around. We'll be back on Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat. Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to WCDO, where, of course, I'm missing one darn point. I'm not sure why, but we'll look at it as we go here. All right, so for our post-game show on WCDO, it is sponsored by Mang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Mang Insurance has served the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And by NBT Bank, our Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. NBT Bank's putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. All right, for this game tonight, it was, I've often, over 20-plus years doing this, talked about the tale of two halves. It pretty much was. The first half, Unadilla Valley and Sydney battled back and forth. As I said several times during the broadcast, in five consecutive shots, the lead changed hands all five times. It started with Sydney's Kelsey Decker hitting a three-pointer. UV came back with two baskets by Amanda off. That shot, that second shot, gave them 4-3 lead. It went 4-3, 5-4, 6-5, 7-6. I think that was the last one. And then Sydney just went stagnant for the first of two times in the game tonight because Unadilla Valley scored the next 10-12 unanswered points. And then finally Sydney at the second part of the second quarter came alive and scored and did well and got it back from 23-13 to 23-18. And that's where the half ended. So it was a five-point game, and Sydney was hanging tough and keeping UV off the boards and giving themselves a chance to win. But the third quarter erased all hope for Sydney as the Lady Storm scored 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 18 unanswered points in that quarter, led by Corinne Izzard and Jordan Anderson, to put the game pretty much out of reach by that time. It was 51-18 at the end, or check that, 41-18 at the end of the third quarter. And then Sydney did score some points late in the ball game. They had some good free throws by Kelsey Decker and some tough shots inside, and at least kept pace with their opponents, scoring 13 in the final quarter. To 14 for the Storm. So at least it was an even fourth quarter as the bench got to play a lot of that time. And like I said, by the middle of the third quarter, it was pretty much going to be Unadilla Valley's game. It was just a matter of by how much, and could Sydney make some sort of run to come back in it. And it just wasn't to be tonight. But they did play well in the first half and had Unadilla Valley changing things up a little bit in that third quarter. So here's the scoring recap, and again, I know I've missed one point somewhere along the way for Unadilla Valley. They were led by Amanda Off with 16 points, 10 of those in the first quarter, and all from the field. Corinne Izzard scored 14 points, all from the field, and 10 of those in the second half. It was 8 points for Taylor Davis and Jordan Anderson. Now, those two players are their two leading scorers, combining for 30 points a game. Tonight, they combined for 16, so other players stepped in and filled in for a lot of the points, which is where the balance for Unadilla Valley comes into play here. For Anderson, it was a rough shooting night, but, you know, Bethany Carl, I think, did a really nice job on the defensive side to stop her most of the way. So she had 2 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, 1 for 4 from the line. And that totals 8 points for Taylor Davis. All of her baskets came from the field. She finishes with 8. Emily Converse off the bench scored 6 points, 2 for 2 from the line. She made a nice run there in the fourth quarter with the offense. 2 points for Bridget Converse, her sister, on a second shot. Hannah Lazarus, the freshman, with 1 for 2 from the line for 1 point. And Jen Elliott made a three-pointer for her only points of the game, but she saw a lot of time. Now, that's the frustrating part. I got 23 two-pointers for 46, 2 three-pointers to make it 52. Should have 5 free throws, but I only have 4 showing, so there might have been one basket that was a three-pointer that somehow I missed. But 57 points, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of Coach Brandy Backus' players scored. for Sydney, this one I can do. One basket for Michaela Finkbeiner, one basket for Bethany Carl, whose real job tonight was defense. 0-for-2 though from the line. Hannah Wood 1-for-2 from the line. Taylor Cromm played a lot tonight but did not score. Kelsey Decker led the way for all scores with 18, including a very impressive 8-for-9 from the foul line. Nicole Smith had 2-for-2 from the line. Brianna McLennan started out very well tonight in that back and forth game part of the game. She had 2 of the baskets. She finishes with 3 field goals for 6, but she was 0-for-4 from the line. And Michaela Finkbeiner, we mentioned that. Riley Janung played and started, of course, but did not score tonight. So only 7 two-pointers tonight for Sydney, 2 three-pointers. They were 11-for-19 from the line for their total of 31 points. So it's time only now to wrap it up with the 2 awards that we have, the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Well, you can look at 3 players right now who scored the most points. Then you got to look at how they scored the points and when they scored the points. And basically what happened when Unadilla Valley was pulling away early in the game after that back and forth with 7-6, and then they scored all those points in a row. It was basically Amanda Off who kept the offense rolling while Sydney was trying to stay in that ball game. So Amanda Off, who had 16 points, will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award for the night. And defense, I know it sounds weird to flip over to the other team, but I mentioned it several times tonight. Bethany Carl worked hard to keep Jordan Anderson, who scores 14.5 points a game, off of the boards and off of the baskets, and she did a good job of that. Held her to 8 points tonight, and I think Bethany Carl will get the, will get the Dynamic Defense Award tonight. It sounds just so weird to have a 57-31 game and have somebody for Sydney win the defense, but I really think she did a good job and frustrated Jordan. After seeing Jordan play several times last year, to see what she's capable of putting on the boards and to see that take it away, she did, though, do the smart thing. She found other players who were open, and that's a sign of a good offensive player. But we'll give Bethany Carl the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and Amanda Off easily winning the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. So that does it for one of 2 games that we have for UV and Sydney this weekend. Tomorrow will be a rare Saturday game starting at 7 o'clock, and it will be Unadilla Valley Boys, coached by Matt Osborne, against Mike Brzee's Sydney Warriors, and fighting for supremacy in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Still early in the season, so this will be a defining game for both clubs. All right, so that'll do it. Thanks to Joe Gardner. Thanks to the many people who logged on tonight and countless others who were listening in the warmth of their own home or possibly traveling somewhere on the radio. We appreciate the old school listening to AM 1490 or FM 101. It's what it's all about. High school basketball during the winter, that's a great ticket, no question about it. All right, so for WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. The final score one more time. Unadilla Valley wins this one to stay undefeated in the Mid-State Athletic Conference over Sydney tonight, 57-31. So good night for all of us at WCDO Radio Sports, WCDOsports.com. We're archived, and you can pick this game up in just a matter of moments and have it forever and eternity. I think that'll do it for WCDO Radio Sports one more time. Mr. Rambling here. I'm Greg Davey. Have a good night.